The sun is poking through the thick birch forest, warming the temperatures to a few degrees above freezing on a clear afternoon near Talkeetna. Tromping on snowshoes over deep, crusty snow, Sue Ellen Bontrager drills a small hole through the white bark at the base of a thick birch tree. She hammers in a small metal spout.
And this one doesn't seem to be running pretty heavily, but possibly will start after a few minutes.
Bontrager is testing the trees for her job at Kahiltna Birchworks to see if they're ready, but it's still too cold. Only a few of the trees are running. Bontrager says hitting a tree and having it start to drip clear, watery sap immediately, it's fun.
It's pretty exhilarating feel, you know, because we're all waiting for the season to start and so we can go full scale, but right now it's just a lot of waiting because you can't control weather.
And the weather has felt more out of control in recent years. Temperatures need to be in just the right range for a birch tree tapping, not in the teens like it was last night. Climate change is making the birch tapping season harder to predict, says Dulcie Ben East, one of the owners at Kahiltna Birchworks. She's paging through old logbooks filled with data about the sap from the past 31 years. When the first sap starts running isn't only earlier on average, but also more variable, says Ben East.
I really think of it as climate chaos. It just makes it all so many unknowns, and it seems to get more chaotic every year.
Her data proves it. In the first years of business back in the 90s and early 2000s, the first sap started flowing relatively consistently around the middle of April. Then, starting about 10 years ago, Kahiltna Birchwork data shows wild swings in the dates of the first taps. Ben East thinks the sap season has gotten shorter, too. National Weather Service climate researcher Brian Breschneider says that's not surprising as Alaska warms.
It's trending toward an earlier and a shorter window for those kind of conditions, which the sap producers say are ideal.
The changes have had real effects for the business. The process of turning sap into syrup relies on specialized machines to concentrate the sugars. Warmer temperatures mean less concentrated sap to start with, says Ben East.
In a warm year, you really lose sugar fast. So instead of having sap that's 1.1% sugar, which is great, it'll start dropping to 0.9, 0.8. And at that point, it's almost not worth making syrup from it. It just costs too much money.
There are other climate-induced changes that have Ben East worried. Hotter summers means more chance of wildfires, which could wipe out trees on the property the business relies on. Workers have noticed pests like aphids and leaf miners are more common. Farther down the property, longtime employee Dylan Armstrong says there's another scourge, spruce bark beetles. While they don't attack birch trees, scientists believe they'll be more prolific with milder winters. They struck in force a few years ago, killing scores of trees throughout the property. Winter winds brought the trees crashing down, damaging the tubes and wires used in the birch sap collection system.
It's definitely damaging the tubing when the trees fall, either on the laterals and stretches them out or on the main lines and breaks the wire. We've got to replace wire. We've got to cut them out. We run the risk of cutting the tubing with the chainsaw. It's just tons more labor.
A few hours later, the afternoon sun has warmed temperatures into the mid-40s. Sap's starting to run a little more consistently for Ben East, who's testing out more trees.
It's running. That's what we want to see. The sap coming out as soon as you put the tap in.
The sap starts to drip into a white plastic bucket. Benny says even with the challenges, adapting to the climate has always been part of the business. In other words, she says, you just gotta go with the flow. Reporting in Talkeetna, I'm Lex Trinan.